Selling your mobile home involves two steps: finding a qualified buyer and selling the buyer on a deal that's advantageous to you. In addition, you might need to make some minor repairs on the home. All the resources used to find sellers of mobile homes can be used to find buyers. For example, the flyer discussed earlier could be distributed to apartment dwellers in the area. Don't forget to put signs on bulletin boards of businesses in the area. If the U.S. mail is deposited in central cluster boxes in an area, putting a notice near the mailboxes about a property you have for sale can be very effective. Generally, your best strategy is to use a local newspaper, either the city paper or a free weekly paper. Regardless of which medium or vehicle you use, start your ads out the same way. Owner financing. Then describe the property. For example, a brief descriptive ad might read, "2-bedroom, deck, shed, range, refrigerator, air conditioning, $800 down," and then give your number. If you're looking for a down payment and you think the size of the down payment might discourage prospective purchasers, substitute the words, "low down payment." If signs are permitted in the park where the home is located, put a sign in the window that advertises seller financing with a low down payment. You're going to receive a lot of calls from signs and ads. Even if you sold the unit, continue to take the names of those calling because they may represent potential buyers for the future. That's why I recommend that you run an ad for 2 weeks and don't cancel, even if the unit is sold. If your ad for the home doesn't state the down payment amount, the monthly payment, and the asking price for the home, callers will want to know how much you want as a down payment. And your response should be, "It's negotiable," or "I want to make it reasonable." Suggest that they drive by the mobile home and call you if they're interested. An adequate down payment will depend on your estimate of the buyer's reliability and how much you have invested in the home. Also, some prospective purchasers will have a fair amount of cash up front, but will only be able to offer modest monthly payments. The reverse is also true. Your down payment amount will come about as a result of weighing all of these factors. As I will discuss in a moment, you should not plan on rehabbing mobile homes because it's very difficult to make a profit when you do this. However, if the exterior of the property is very unattractive, painting the unit and the deck or porch and sprucing up the lawn will enhance the mobile home's curb appeal and it'll make it easier to sell.